At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome into Short Shots here on VSiN and VSiN.com. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you. The final episode of Short Shots. We will preview the American Express in La Quinta, California. And then next week, we go to Long Shots back on VSiN and VSiN.com. The Sports Betting Network season number 3 of Long Shots will kick off at Torrey Pines for the Farmers Insurance Open. Wes, good to be back with you again. And before we get into the breakdown of the American Express, some big news coming out today in the world of golf. First of all, Tiger Woods, for the fifth time, has undergone back surgery, and he's going to be out for a couple of weeks or a couple of tournaments at least.
Yeah, and it's going to be Torrey Pines, of course, and likely the Genesis, where he is the host of the Tiger Woods Foundation, now the philanthropic beneficiary of that event. So he's not going to go. And look, we've had a lot of discussions on this program of like, okay, do you, how many of more events in his career do you think Tiger is going to win? That number is drastically declining, I think. I mean, when you've now had, is this going to be your fifth back surgery? I think physically, I'm not sure if he can ever get back to even close. I mean, he'll never be back to what he was, clearly, but to really be where he can compete a few times a year. I mean, it's tough to see him even winning again, and I never want to say never because never's a mighty long time, but it's not looking promising.
And it's unfortunate for us, too, because we kick off our season of Long Shots with the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines, where Tiger usually reappears and starts his season. Obviously, that will not happen this year. And we won't catch him after that at the Genesis either. So maybe it'll be Florida when Tiger returns to the scene. John Rahm, of course, was the betting favorite heading into the American Express, and he is withdrawn. I didn't see any reason given. Did you hear anything?
No injury, really. Now, he was over, I believe, for the Spanish Cup. I think he's an Atletico Madrid fan. Nick Kenyon, our producer, is the soccer guy around here, so he can correct me. But he was over there actually watching his club in the Spanish Cup, I think is what it's called. And he withdrew this week. I didn't see any injury reason, really, or any big statement, but that came out Monday morning, and he was the odds-on favorite, former winner here a couple years ago. And I think he was like about 13-2, somewhere 600, 650, somewhere like that. But now with his vacancy, no real clear-cut favorite here in this event at the Amex. I think Cantlay has the lowest odds, but everybody's kind of really compressed together on the odds board.
Yeah, John Rahm, a former winner here at the American Express, and also his first PGA Tour victory next week at the Farmers Insurance Open down in La Jolla, California. Let's talk about what happened last week as they wrapped up the Hawaii swing. The Long Shots crew got on the board with Kevin Kevin Na, a 55-1 shot. The Las Vegas resident now moves to 38th in the world golf rankings. And this is interesting, Wes. If you think about what Kevin Na has done, his first tour victory came in 2011. Since then, he's won four times in the last 4 years. This guy is really starting to become a player.
And he was nearly a withdrawal from the event. He was considering doing that early in the week. Good thing he didn't. And credit to you, a nice tip on Kevin Na to get the show on the board here. 21 under par, makes birdie at the last, holding off Joaquin Niemann, runner-up 2 weeks in a row. How about Joaquin Niemann, 45 under in the state of Hawaii, and he has two runner-ups to show for it. So kind of a tough beat for him, I guess, but that shows his game is in good form. He's probably going to break through soon. And also one of the stories of the week, Chris Kirk.
Yeah.
Who needed a fourth or better to keep his full status. He would have had conditional status had he not, but he was on part of that major medical extension, took some time away from the tour with some off-the-course issues that he was battling and has been very candid about. So Chris Kirk goes 20 under par. At one point in the final round, I go, well, he only needs to finish fourth, but he might win the thing. I thought he was actually going to, but Kevin Na makes the birdie at the last and 21 under. So Na, Kirk, Niemann, Brendan Steele. Fortunately for him, 2 years in a row, where he probably could have had two wins here in Hawaii and leaves with zero as he finishes 19 under. Just, I don't know if it was nerves, because they were talking about that on the broadcast on Sunday, Brady. I don't know if it was nerves or if it was just he kind of played too conservative. He didn't really continue his aggression. So he and Webb Simpson tie at 19 under, tied for fourth. Also, my closest guy was Mark Leishman, 19 under. Just hit a couple errant shots off the tee early in the round and put him behind the eight ball, so he finishes two back.
Yeah, in addition to Kevin Na, the long shots crew also had Mark Leishman, as you mentioned. Both you and Humans were on him. I was on Daniel Berger, and then Humans was also on Colin Morikawa. They all finished in the top 10. And I couldn't believe this when I looked at it today. Colin Morikawa ascends to the fourth-ranked player in the world. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, just I believe just now 23 years old. I may be even aging him. I'm not sure if he's 22 or 23, but nevertheless, right there into the top five. He was fifth last week, now fourth. So him and Xander Schauffele swap places in the world rankings.
Chucky Three Sticks does it again. Charles Howell III makes the cut at the Sony, notches a top 20 finish. This guy is just a machine over there. And, you know, if you're betting top 10, top 20 markets to make the cut, that type of thing, Charles Howell might be the best bet on the board.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's had a career in terms of prize money. I mean, some of these guys that grind on the tour, it's like, if I could just be good at one tournament like Charles Howell, I'm going to be living pretty nicely. So he does sneak into the top 20, tied for 19th, rounding out the top 10, of course, was Morikawa, Billy Horschel, Danny Berger, Patton Kizzire round out the top 10.
All right, back to the mainland we go, to La Quinta, California, as the West Coast swing continues. And we go to the American Express. Wes and I like to call it the Bob Hope. No Pro-Am this year, and that is, of course, because of COVID-19, but with that, they also have La Quinta Country Club dropping out of the Rota,
yes.
And you'll have the tournament solely being held at PGA West. They'll play two courses there, the Nicklaus course and the stadium course. The Nicklaus course and the stadium course will both see Thursday, Friday rounds, and then the stadium course in full will get three full rounds, including Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, historically speaking, at least over the last several years, that's as far as I went back. The stadium course, which is the Pete Dye design that he designed back in 86. Par 72, 71, 13. Usually plays, on average, maybe in between one and two strokes harder than that Nicklaus tournament course, of course, designed by Jack Nicklaus. Par 72, 71, 59. Green's a little bit slower on the Nicklaus course. I think the average round score over the last 5 years that I looked up was 69.49. That's about 2.5 under par, whereas the Dye design at the stadium course, 70.88.
Course characteristics, very short courses, and that's why you see some shorter hitters do pretty well around here. You know, Bill Haas, Andrew Landry, and long shots, Hudson Swafford, Adam Long. I mean, triple-digit guys have been winning here quite often.
What is Adam Long's Twitter handle? At a long shot?
There you go.
So
is
he
it?
Is a listener of the world's
there
number one golf betting show. of course, won this 2 years ago in 2019, 500-1. He held off Phil Mickelson.
Yeah.
And Andrew Landry last year, 200-1.
Yeah, and Swofford, I think, was 100-1.
Yes.
So don't be shy about throwing some darts this week. But a lot of the reason those guys can get in the mix here is because driving distance is not a huge requirement. These courses are par 72, yet they're pretty short in length. So there certainly are some opportunities to make birdies. And part of the reason these courses have been on the easier side is because there has been the pro-am. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to beat up these amateurs and these celebrities. So you wonder if they'll make the course a little bit more difficult this year without the pro-am. The greens are Bermuda grass, Wes. And as far as correlated courses, I'm curious to see what you looked at, because I couldn't really find anything that really matched up for me. So I just went to basically desert designs. Mm-hmm. Of course, I looked at course form here in La Quinta. And then I went to TPC Summerlin, where they hold the Shriners here in Las Vegas. And then, of course, TPC Scottsdale, where they hold the Phoenix Open in Arizona.
Yeah, and that makes sense. Maybe on the die designs, and I included that in my Point Spread Weekly write-up, which will be out on Wednesday morning. Maybe River Highlands. The Travelers, because that is a Pete Dye design.
Kind of a birdie fest.
Yeah, so that was kind of the one I thought was maybe the most obvious of the Dye designs. In terms of the Nicklaus design, Sherwood.
Yep.
Now, granted, you only have like one tournament per se, because they had the World Challenge years ago. But Sherwood, I think, makes a little bit of sense. That correlated with somebody that that I played this week. And that was probably the only one. I mean, maybe Montreux, where they played the Barracuda up at Reno Tahoe, another desert design that's a Nicklaus course. But, yeah, it was really tough. I mean, this is going to be birdies. If you look at the winning scores last 2 years, 26 under par, 262 for the overall score. Most of these scores are kind of in that mid-20 range. I think the lowest was Swofford at 20 under in 2017. I just went back like maybe 9 or 10 years. But everything has been like 24, 25, 26. Reed was 28 under in 2014 when he won here. So,
and there was a time when they were doing five rounds, too.
Yeah, back in the day at the, when they were doing the five rounds, so a 90 hole event. And you were seeing guys shooting like 37 under or something ridiculous like that. Back when they had obviously the pro-am, when Mr. Hope was still alive and was still hosting the event. So now just these two courses and just a 72 hole event.
I looked this week as far as skill sets at strokes gained approach, strokes gained putting, birdie average, and par four scoring. I didn't really look at anything off of the tee. I just want guys that can hit greens in regulation and make a lot of birdies. And par four scoring has shown to be a metric that has been big for a lot of the winners here.
I think I took a similar approach to you. Also looked at greens in regulation, birdie or better percentage, because that's what you got to do. I mean, really at this course. And also, you know, you do want to take advantage of the par fives on this course. And this should be, and that's where I think the ball striking comes into play a little bit more, because this is just 7,100 yards. So this course really shouldn't be a bear in terms of length for anybody.
All right, when we come back, we will take a break. Wes is going to break down the Abu Dhabi Championship, and then we'll get to our plays for the American Express, both myself, Wes Reynolds, and Matt Eumanns' plays, as we continue right here on Short Shots on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to the Short Shots podcast. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you on VSiN, the sports betting network. Time to get to our plays for the golf tournament in action this week. And there's one overseas. They've restarted the European Tour, and this is a biggie. Rory McIlroy and Justin Thomas are your two favorites. Tyrrell Hatton is also in the mix. It's the Abu Dhabi Championship. And Mr. Reynolds, you have the breakdown.
Yeah, it does. It kicks off the Middle East swing. They go to Dubai and then go to Saudi Arabia to follow. A good field because an increased purse. This is a Rolex Series event on the European Tour, which means a bigger purse, $8 million in total, 8,000 race to Dubai points. 13 of the top 50 here in the world golf rankings are here. So pretty good start for the European Tour field. Just one American, though, that being Justin Thomas, who is making his debut over here, has never played this event. Third at Kapalua, obviously, to start the season. See how he kind of carries himself here, because he was in the news for something that was kind of unfortunate that cost him one of his chief endorsers, Ralph Lauren. So is that going to linger over him, or is he going to be really fired up here? So he's kind of the co-favorite in the market with Rory McIlroy. Rory, if you look at his history here, has done everything but win. 4 second-place finishes here, 3/3 in 10 career starts. So, look, either one of those guys can win, but it's kind of one of those things, Brady. It's like, if they're going to beat me at 5 or 6 to 1, okay, I can live with it. So I'm going to take some guys down the board. And also, Tyrrell Hatton is here around 14 to 1, same as Matt Fitzpatrick, who, of course, won the season finale in Dubai at the DP World Tour Championship. But just looking a little bit at the course, desert track, typically flat, par 72, little under 7,600 yards, Bermuda greens, a lot of bunkers on the course, few lakes, obviously greens and regulation is fairly pertinent here going forward. And this is an event that's been a little bit of a graveyard for favorites. Now, most years, Rory McIlroy is the favorite, and I mentioned that he has never won here. Dustin Johnson's been a favorite here 3 times too, never won, 2nd, 9th, and 16th. Tommy Fleetwood was the 17-2 favorite here last year and tied for second, and he is actually my first player that I'm playing this week. That is Tommy Fleetwood at 14 to 1. 2 wins here, both his wins in 2017 2018. 2017, 90% in greens and regulation. 2018, 87.5%. Wasn't near his best last year and almost got 2 wins on the Euro Tour. I think this is a good spot. By the way, he is the birthday boy. He turned 30 on Tuesday of this week.
He's 30.
I like to play those angles, though, Brady,
sometimes.
You know, where it's the birthday boy, and I think this is a perfect present for himself. He gets another win here and kind of works his way back into the top 10. He's currently, I think, 17th in the world. Martin Kaymer, another former winner here. Now, that's a long time ago when he won here, 2008, 2009, and 2011. But Kaymer kind of turned some things around late in the year. 3 top 5s in his last 8 events. Now he returns where he's got the 3 wins and then 5 additional finishes of 8th or better. Led the Euro Tour in strokes gained approach. No one's going to know the course better. So he was 35-1. Bernd Wiesberger, 45-1. Nice finish to 2020. Top 10s on both sides of the pond at the RSM and also at Dubai. Andy Sullivan, he might have had one of the biggest career resurgences on anybody on the European Tour. 50-1, got back in the winner's circle. First time since 2015. I believe he had 6 top 10s, 4 top 5s during the restart. 2nd and 10th to finish 2020 at Dubai. The greens and regulation numbers have been really good. And then a couple of the longer shots I'll get to really quick. Thomas Detry, I can't quit Thomas Detry. 72-1. He continues to knock on the door for this European Tour victory. He is a really good player, just hasn't been able to break through. Two runner-ups last year, five top tens on the restart to end the season. Adriaanos, who is based in Dubai, not too far from Abu Dhabi, seems to like desert golf. Third and 10th in the last two events to end 2020 at Dubai. Three top tens in his last five starts. He's 101. And then I'm going to go with the old man, a former winner here, 46 years old. That is Jamie Donaldson, 120-1, former Ryder Cupper from
Welshman.
Wales. Yes. Began the 2020 restart outside of the top 500 in the world, but climbed into the top 200. He had seven top 20s, four top 10s. He was third in Cyprus, runner-up in late November, early December at the South African Open, former winner here in 2013. So, look, you've got a lot of top-flight players, a lot of top-flight Europeans here. Also, Lowry in the field, Shane Lowry, Justin Rose, Matt Wallace, Christian Bezuidenhout, who really ended the year hot down in South Africa. Lee Westwood, by the way, the defending champion here.
Well, I really like the sound of Martin Keimer and Andy Sullivan. You're right. Those guys got hot last season, and it was great to see Martin Keimer get back in the mix, and nice to see Jamie Donaldson having some positive things go his way. That guy was absolutely a world-class player and then kind of just fell off the map
for
a while.
Glenn Eagles. He was an ace on that Ryder Cup team that – yet another European Ryder Cup team that put the boots to the Americans.
So good to see him on your card. Let's talk about the card for the three of us at the American Express, and we'll start with Matt Youmans. Matt's outright guys to win the tournament. No head-to-head matchups for Matt this week. Scottie Scheffler, his shortest shot at 16-1. Scheffler with a top-five finish here at La Quinta last season. Abraham Anser, who finished second here last year. Matt took him at 27-1. Sam Burns at 50-1. Adam Hadwin, who's had a number of top 10 finishes here in the desert at 65-1. And then the ball striker himself, Doc Redman, at 84-1 for Mr. Youmans.
Those all make sense. And I'm actually on two of those plays. And some of the ones that I didn't play that he has on his card, I did consider. I did consider Doc Redman. I did look at Abraham Anser, who was the runner up here last year. Scottie Scheffler is one I played, by the way. He was third here on debut. Thus far in the season, 5th in total driving, 10th off the tee, 15th in driving accuracy. You look at kind of the recent form finishes, he hasn't really, like, killed it. But I think this is a good spot for him. And I think, you know, he got to play 2 weeks ago at the, the Kapalua Tournament of Champions. So he looks like of the short guys, of Cantlay, Reed, and Scheffler, once these odds got adjusted, because when Rahm was in the field, Scheffler was like 22-1. Then he withdrew, couldn't get him in time. So 16-1 for me. I am with Matt on Scottie Scheffler.
And who else is on your card this week?
Cameron Champ, 40-1. Now, he's a bomber, which you don't have to be necessarily here. Third on the tour in driving distance. Comes back to California. Obviously, his last PGA Tour win was the Safeway Open a couple years ago. Two top tens late in the season in the state of California at the PGA Championship and the Zozo at Sherwood. Just thought this was a good spot for him to get right. Sam Burns, I also agreed with Matt on him.
Okay, yeah.
50-1, 18th and 6th in his two starts here at La Quinta. Another bomber, 5th in driving distance, 5th on the tour in GIR, 15th in birdie average. So you're going to have to make a lot of birdies. I mean, you're going to have to be shooting some 65s and 64s and maybe even lower.
He kind of reminds me of a Robert Streb that
yes.
makes a lot of birdies and seems to be up there at the top in a field that's a little bit watered down.
Yeah.
That's Sam Burns.
Yeah, I think so. And a young player out of LSU, think he could go well here. Patton Kizzire, 71-1. He was 7th last week.
He was red hot last week.
Yeah, and just, you know, was a little too far back to really put pressure on those guys. 7th at the Sony, 5th in the field in strokes gained tee to green, 11th or better in three of his last four events, dating back to Houston in November. And really with the putter is where he's making his money here. He's gained 30 strokes with the putter over his last 24 rounds on Bermuda greens, which that's going to serve him well this week as both courses are Bermuda. The last three are triple digit guys I played, and a little bit speculative here. Keegan Bradley, 100-1. He missed the cut last week in Honolulu, but he gained like 6 strokes combined off the tee and on approach, which tells you how poor he was with the putter last week. He lost 7 strokes.
It's a shocker to see Keegan Bradley poor with the putter,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, typical for Bradley, but he was abysmal last week. Tee to green has been awesome. He's top 10 on the tour, so 100-1. He's had some solid finishes here before. Matt Neesmith, another guy that missed the cut last week, 120-1. But good signs, 86% of his greens in regulation he hit. Had a nice full run of form toward the end of 2020. He was a T8 at the Shriners. You mentioned looking at TP Summerlin, C. Summerlin. And you think of Neesmith more going along on southern courses. He played at South Carolina, that he would play well down there. But took a liking to the desert out here. Maybe he'll do so this week. And then I'm going to kind of piggyback a little bit off that Chris Kirk angle. Not as pronounced here because he is very close to keeping his playing privileges, that being James Hahn, who had a major medical extension. Really played solid at a lot of those places. Corrales, Punta Cana toward the end of the year. So had some solid finishes. He just needs one more real good one to lock up his status. Typically goes well on the West Coast, especially in California. So we know he's won the Genesis
Cal
before.
Bear, right?
Yes. Yeah. So James Hahn at 130-1. And, you know, very good ball striker. Not a long hitter, but hits it dead straight. Think he can make a lot of birdies here this week.
Was he at the Sony last week?
I believe he was. Let me check. Yeah, he was. I got to check his finish, though. He did make the cut, but I don't think he really finished in contention, but he is
a
good California
player.
No, but
I'm getting at something
here.
He
was 41st last
week. Okay. Well, good, because you do have one common theme here with all your plays. I believe every single one of them spent at least a week in Hawaii.
Yes.
And that is a trend that we've seen at the American Express. Oftentimes, your winners will have spent at least 1 week in Hawaii, whether it's Kapalua or the Sony. Oftentimes, that translates into a win down in the desert. Scheffler, of course, was there. Kazir was there. Cameron Champ was there.
Yeah, I think
Keegan
Burns
Bradley
was the only one that had
there
not
you go.
Played.
Burns is the only one.
And you look at the top of the board, Brady, some of the other guys kind of in that 20-ish-to-1 range, like Brooks Koepka is making his debut, as is Matt Wolf, Ricky Fowler, Paul Casey, Adam Long, a former winner here, obviously Phil. So you have guys that hadn't played this year, and maybe they can come off the deck and win, but I usually think that you need a little bit under your belt before you do that at this event.
Well, I'm hoping Brooks Koepka comes out firing, guns a-blazing, because he's one of the shorter shots that I jumped on, and you remember Brooks Koepka's first tour win was at the Phoenix Open down at TPC Scottsdale, and he's done very well also at TPC Summerlin. Brooks Koepka has a fourth and a second here in Las Vegas, and also the win that he had at the Phoenix Open, I think it was 2015, his first ever tour win. Bermuda grass greens there. You've got Bermuda grass greens here in La Quinta. When he was healthy towards the end of the season, had a fifth in Houston and then ended up finishing seventh at the Masters. And you talk about a lot of angles, you know, the birthdays and the nappy factors and some of the psychology behind some of these guys, Wes. I have to believe that Koepka is really focused on checking out Torrey Pines next week. He typically doesn't play Torrey Pines. You know this guy's a big game hunter. They talk about all he cares about is majors. He's going to want to go check out Torrey Pines because it's going to host the U.S. Open this year. So I think it's possible that he could be very relaxed just working on his game this week. Next thing you know, he's 6 under par, and he's like, hey, let's go win this thing.
Well, yeah, and that's the change of the schedule. Very good point, Brady, is the fact that Torrey Pines is now hosting the U.S. Open because a lot of these guys have gone to the desert swing in previous years. Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, I think both played in Saudi Arabia last year, so I'll have to check the entry list. Those don't become official usually until Friday afternoon to see who is in these tournaments. But a lot of guys, I think, are going to be sticking around here. A lot of the Europeans will probably stay over there. I think Morikawa is going over to Dubai next week, but Koepka going to stick around, get a look at that major championship. Won't be a major setup at Torrey Pines, but
sure,
obviously you can learn something in some various nuances there.
And we'll see what his health is like. Of course, we saw him stretching out the hip and the knee and everything at the PGA Championship. I wouldn't imagine he would be entered here if he wasn't ready to go. Got him at 24-1, which I thought was a pretty nice price for for Brooks Koepka. Sungjae Im is the other short shot I took, a little better than 20-1. Seventh in Phoenix in 2019, two top 15s here in Las Vegas, and a 10th and a 12th here in La Quinta. I mean, this guy is just a top 15 machine at all the courses I looked at. And, you know, he's really becoming a machine worldwide. And I don't often play Sungjae Im because I think it's hard to find the week that it seems like it's going to set up for him to get it done. But again, you have a little bit of a watered down field here. He's absolutely one of the top probably 10, 15 players in that field. So I'll take a shot with him at a little better than 20-1. And then after that, I went all long shots. I went with Matt Jones, who played at Arizona State, so he knows the desert a little bit.
Kind of came alive last weekend, and all of a sudden kind of saw him sneak up on the leaderboard. I'm trying to think of where he finished.
He finished 11th.
Yeah, it was
11th at the Sony.
Yes.
He's a great putter, and that's one thing I always like about playing Matt Jones. He does well at Pebble Beach. He plays well in California. He had a 15th at the Shriners, has a 12th in Phoenix. He's also 38th on tour in par four scoring, got him at 130-1. Lucas Glover took him at 110-1. He has six top 20 finishes here at the American Express. He was fifth last month at Mayakoba in Cancun, and then three straight top 10 finishes at the Shriners in Las Vegas.
Yeah, certainly makes a lot of sense. And did you already say Wyndham Clark, or am I going to
tease? He's my last guy. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to mention Wyndham Clark, who lives right here in Summerlin.
Yeah. He's used to the desert.
Yeah, right here in the Las Vegas area. Another bomber, too. Third in driving distance. I mentioned a couple of the guys I have that happen to be bombers, Champ, and also Sam Burns. So makes a lot of sense. A guy can make a lot of eagles and a lot of birdies.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I looked at about Wyndham Clark. I like, of course, his desert background, but he makes a bunch of birdies, and he's really good on the par fours. Some of his other stats aren't so great. He was 18th here in 2019, 13th at the Shriners. He was second not too long ago at the Bermuda, and 23rd at the Sea Island, the RSM Classic, both of those happening in November.
Yeah, so the accuracy is a little down on Wyndham Clark, but I don't think that might hurt him at this type of an
he
event.
He might grab three wood with these shorter
exactly.
courses, right?
Yeah, exactly. So at an event like this, I don't think that accuracy is going to hurt. These fairways aren't exactly tight.
So that's I went with five guys: Sungjae Im, Brooks Koepka, Matt Jones, Lucas Glover, and Wyndham Clark. Anything else, buddy?
The matchups are off to a slow start, but I did use Answer against Na this week, just kind of maybe a letdown.
Sure,
why
not?
That Cam Champ over Adam Long, and kind of doing the same thing here against Chris Kirk. I think the pressure now is relieved, so it's like, okay, if I don't play great here, that's okay. I've got my tour card. Alexander Noren, -110. But matchups have been struggling, so exercise some caution.
That is going to do it for the Short Shots podcast series. Thanks to Nick Henyon and Sean McCollum. Next week, buddy, season number 3. We kick off Long Shots. You ready?
Excited, man. We've got Torrey Pines, Dubai. Now it's getting filled, man. We're having to write more stuff and do more research, but that's good for us.
Here comes golf. Daniel Rappaport will be our guest. He'll kick off the season 3 of Long Shots. Keep it here for all your golf news all weekend long on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.